First John chapter 4. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, how many of y'all feel the sweet presence of the Lord in here tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That means God's getting ready to do something. First John chapter 4. Is everybody there? First John chapter 4, starting at verse 1. You can read it with me. Beloved, do not believe every spirit. Hello. Okay, everybody can go home now. Do not. Now, let me share something with you. First of all, what he's saying is don't believe every voice, whether it be in a human or not. Hello? Don't believe every voice you hear. But of course, he wants us to test them. He says, but test the spirits or test the voices, right? Whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Now understand this, false prophets. Remember, we've talked before about anyone who confesses Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it is known as the spirit of prophecy. Okay, because we are in a prophetic move. This is a prophetic time right now. Everything is being fulfilled prophetically. Things that were written in the Old Testament, which is a shadow of those things to come, is being manifested. And I mean, it's an honor to be alive right now for you and I to see prophecy being fulfilled. It's awesome. So he says here, listen, many false prophets are going out there. Now, it also represents there's many false believers. Those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, many of them are out there saying, hi, I'm saved, I'm born again, this, that, and whatever, and their fruits stink because they're not right. They still have a form of religion. Hello? They're still practicing things that they shouldn't be doing and so forth. And in the eyes of God, he calls them, it's called false religion. He said, but this you know, the spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. Now, the spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. Many people think, well, if the person's confessed Jesus Christ has come into the flesh, he must be okay. No, it says the spirit confesses it. Because there's many believers, so-called believers out there that confess it, but they ain't right. Because it's not the believer, it's the spirit that's confessing. Does everybody understand that? See, we must begin to learn how to separate. That's where many people get deceived. They hang around with people, oh, Jesus Christ came into the flesh. Well, great, let's go out and have a beer. Hallelujah. So the Holy Ghost confessed that Jesus Christ came into flesh, but you're to tell by the fruit, aren't you? Well, you know, Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. Praise God, let's go rob this bank. Yeah, well, the Bible says, take the wealth of the wicked and what? Give it to the righteous. Hallelujah. So, you know, I mean, they take the word, they promote the word but twist it. And all kinds of other things. These are known as false prophets or those who are not walking correct according to the will of God and in his presence. Does everybody understand that? That's why your fight and my fight is for the presence of God. We got to fight for the presence of God because that's what frees us. Because once you get in the presence of God, you associate with the spirit of truth. Then you know all things. Oh, hallelujah. That's a whole nother teaching. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of what? Antichrist. Which you have heard was coming is now already in the world. Of course, he's the ruler of the world. Now, every demon is associated with the spirit of Antichrist. Some people go, man, I don't want to hear about no demons. It's because you got a spirit of fear. And that's a demon. Okay. It says, you are of God, little children. Read this with me, verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Hallelujah. The whole thing is now you got to find out who he is in you is greater. And that's where you have to have relationship in the spirit. It says, they are of the world, therefore they speak of the world and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. See that word hears? Wonderful. You notice that the word ears and hears? He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, what's the spirit of error associated with? The spirit of Antichrist. Is everybody with me? And the spirit of truth is associated with what? The spirit of the Lord, known as the Holy Spirit. Wow. Now go to Romans 16. That's why the Bible says, where the spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Freedom. And we don't want no management. We want freedom. Oh, hallelujah. Well, you know, without the spirit of the Lord, you're going to have management. You're going to try and manage your problems. You're going to try and manage your bad habits. You're going to try and manage your addictions. You're going to try and manage your tongue. You're going to try and manage your lust. You're going to try and manage all, but you'll never be free. Hello? There's a difference. And this ain't about management. My daddy didn't come and say, hey, here's a way to manage yourself. He came, here's a way to free you.
Amen.
That's the God I serve.
Hallelujah.
Glorious. Romans 16. And verse 17. Would you read it with me? Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learn, and avoid them. Well, what's he trying to do? He's trying to bring discernment, isn't he? Spiritual understanding, spiritual discernment, because there's much false religion. There's much false religion out there. And you and I must have the discernment in the spirit. That's what I want to talk about tonight anyways, false religion. So we see that there's a difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, isn't there? You know, many of us have grown up in areas where we believe things, but they weren't truth. You know, they promote certain things and vitamins and all kinds of food. Yes, eat this, eats this, eats that. Everybody believes it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they eat it and then they find out later, oh, it causes cancer, death, or this. Oh, man. Oh, you know. I mean, people get led from one thing to another. Even when you and I were out in the world and we were seeking truth, you might have started off worshiping Satan. Of course, everybody did. But as you began to seek truth and cry out to God for truth, He'll always lead you to truth, no matter what. As long as you have a desire for truth. You know, I'll never forget when the Lord said to me, you want to get off drugs and alcohol? You want a whole new life? It was a real revelation to me. See, I wanted a whole new life, and I still want a whole new life. Yesterday's gone. I want a new life from yesterday. I want to know my daddy more. I want more death. I want more revelation. I want to see that cloud of glory. You know, it's going to practice for when I go home. So what's happening here? He says, now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've learned, and avoid them. What is he saying? Separate yourself from these individuals. Why? Because bad habits corrupt good company. Amen? So you've got to be careful. The Word tells us to separate ourselves, doesn't it? You know, so many times we get sucked in the ring. The devil loves to bring you in the ring and say, come on. Come on and prove yourself. You don't have to prove yourself. Nobody goes in the ring without the Lord. You go in the ring without the Lord, you get beat up. So we are to have this discernment. Why? Because there's much false religion. Why? Because there's much false prophets. There's much false doctrine. Even the Bible tells us that even Satan's ministers come as righteous ministers. You know, there's many people out there associated with the spirit of error. They're in the pulpits and everything. No one has the perfect place. Hello? There's not the perfect pastor or the perfect ministry. There isn't one. But there are those where you're going to be led to freedom, and there are those you're going to be led to bondage. And one thing we don't want to do is be led to bondage. And the Word tells us that you know them by their fruit. Oh, they can have a great talk, but their fruit stinks. And, you know, and at this last days, in this last arena, not days, in minutes, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. We're so close. The next feast that's going to be fulfilled is the Feast of Trumpets. That means you're out of here. Hello? That means the rapture. But it doesn't mean it's going to be today, but you never know what's going to happen. I mean, you may just wake up before the Lord. And one of the things we don't want to do is miss what God has had for us. Amen. We want to fulfill what God has. What a terrible thing to have all kinds of money and all kinds of stuff and never do anything with it. Schindler's List is an excellent movie about that. At the final end, he began to weep and cry because he realized all the money that he blew and everything that he went through, he could have bought one more soul. And it tore him up. And that's what we don't want to get to. What we want is to fulfill the will of God, but he fulfills it through us. You can't. So he says, I urge you, brethren, note those who cause division. So you and I must, listen, there are many who are receiving or associating with the spirit of error, and they cause divisions. The Bible says a house divided cannot stand. So if the person is causing division, you know what? He's divided or she's divided. Amen? That temple is divided within itself then. And it's promoting false religion because division is not caused. Now, Jesus caused uproars because Jesus was preaching truth. He caused people to bring exposed. Everything was exposed all the time. When Jesus spoke, they got exposed. When the Spirit speaks, we get exposed. And this is where you and I have to discern. So, but the Spirit isn't causing division. He's causing conviction. Amen? But there are individuals who like to just blurt things because they can't tame their tongues. They quote scriptures and do all kinds of stuff and whatever it is, but they cannot discern because they're associated with the spirit of error and their fruits are not correct. Is everybody with me? That's called false religion. And like I shared right now, there's much false religion being preached. It's a form of godliness. You know, there's many. Look at, first of all, you got to understand something. God did not establish denominations. That was man. The Bible never speaks as a Baptist, a Catholic, a Pentecost, a Presbyterian, whatever. Hello? It calls them Christians. That's what's been called. But the devil brings in, he steps in by the spirit of error, and those who've heard and listened to it try to improve God. Okay, let's start. Okay, this is what our doctrine is going to be. Jesus came in, he said something very powerful. He said, I didn't come with my doctrine. I came in with his doctrine. Does everybody understand that? It's not our doctrine. It's your relationship. It's not about a doctrine. It's about a relationship. That's the difference between the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. Because when you associate with the spirit of truth, you have a relationship. When you associate with the spirit of error, you cause division. Because there is not a true, pure relationship. Now, let's get back to this verse. Now, I urge you, brethren, note those who cause division and offenses. And offenses. One of the ways people get offended is by being judged. But then there are those who get offended for everything, no matter what it is. It says, avoid those who cause division and offenses and those who constantly are offended because they walk in spirit of error. Is everybody with me? Man, did you ever get around somebody you got to tiptoe? That's false religion. Man, no matter what I say, man, no matter what I do, you can never please the person. You know what? They're so sold up. They need the soul slapped out of them. Because no matter what you do, you will cause an offense. Because they're so sensitive, because they're associated with false religion. There's not the pure, true relationship. And that's what God is trying to bring us to. Why? Because he's exposing it in the body of Christ now. He wants us to start to separate ourselves. Why? So the others will have an opportunity to be exposed. You cannot promote a pastor, hello, who's having fornication. I hear many people, yes, well, the Lord told me to stay and pray for him. No, he didn't. You can pray for him from a distance. You understand that? A pastor that's having relationships and fornication and so forth, and people are still going to that church, that's plumb crazy. Well, God forgives. Yes, He forgives. But you're still promoting what happened. Especially if he doesn't confess it unless he gets caught. Hello? Oh, hallelujah. We'll go there another time. In verse 18. Read it with me. For those who are such do not serve the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, in relationship. There are many people who want to serve the Lord, but they have a false religion. They actually want to serve the Lord to fulfill their own desires. But not to serve Him because of who He is. But their own, for those who are such do not serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but their what? Own belly or their own desires. And by smooth words, flattering speech, deceive the hearts of the simple. Whew. The simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. In other words, you and I must be able to discern the difference between the spirit of error and the spirit of truth and recognize that the spirit of error is evil. It's evil. Now, avoid those who cause divisions, offenses, and those who are continually offended. They judge others and twist counsel of the Lord. And they can never show respect to the offices of the Lord, nor take their responsibility in the body of Christ. These are forms of offices or a false religion. In other words, they cannot fit in the body of Christ and take their responsibility. But they want to serve. But God is trying to place them in the body of Christ in a position where they can serve or God can use them, but they can't get in position because they associate with a false religion known as the spirit of error and recognizing the only thing they want to recognize is self-promotion. Is everybody with me? Okay. Go to Romans chapter 2. They cannot show respect to the offices of the body of Christ, nor take the counsel of the Lord, nor fulfill the responsibility in the body of Christ. In Romans chapter 2, this is known as false religion. Romans chapter 2, glory. Starting at verse 1, read it with me. Therefore you are what? Inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge. For whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge, practice the same things. This is false religion. Man, there's many. Man, would you and me. They're so busy judging everyone, but they're doing the same thing. I knew people that were out there beating people with the Word of God and going back home and using. They're looking at everybody else's stuff and not willing to look at themselves. They're willing to condemn and judge and be offended, but they're not willing to look at their own garbage. What? How dare you judge me? Why? You're reaping what you're sowed. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Verse 2. But we know that the judgment of God is according to what? Hello? Against those who practice such things. Do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to what?
Repentance.
Oh. In other words, this false religion is always promoting expression of judgment. It's always expressing judgment. And not only is it expressed judgment for judging you, but it won't allow judgment or correction to bring forth to oneself. They reject, they call it offense when they are corrected. They're very sensitive. That's the spirit of false religion, spirit of error. If you've tried to correct someone and they're always offensive, man, what you always judging me for? No, it's called correction. Is everybody with me? Okay. One of the things that happens is because when people begin to get caught up in this false religious spirit, they begin to judge others and look at everybody else's garbage. What is actually happening is they begin to judge others. The devil is setting them up because he's causing them to sow in the flesh so that they can reap corruption. And there's a setup. The problem is they cannot spiritually discern to know. And then they wonder why they can never spiritually grow. Because they're always caught up in the reaping arena. Is anybody with me?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Go to Ezekiel 33. Ezekiel 33. Bless you, Master. Bless you. Ezekiel 33, in verses 31 and 32. So they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people. They hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain. That's false religion. Come on, verse 32. Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice and can play well on the instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them. Wow. But they do not do them. In other words, they can't receive counsel. They cannot receive the counsel. They hear but don't do. Only self-gain, self-satisfaction, and self-promotion is involved. Woe is me. The woe is me spirit is associated with the false religion. Is everybody with me? Because remember something. The devil is always going to try to bring you to you. If he can bring you to you, he can hurt you. He causes high expectations, which promote low self-esteem. They are unreachable expectations. Is everybody with me? He brings false satisfaction. He causes people to assume instead of hear. Because there's a difference in assuming and hearing. How many times have you done something and said, man, why did I do that? You know why? You assumed and didn't hear. Now, assuming comes from the voice of the stranger. Amen? Assuming comes from who? The voice of the stranger. That's why you say, man, I should have, or whatever. Why did I do what I just did? Whoa. See, most of the time, the Holy Spirit's trying to bring someone to conviction so they can come to repentance because of what they've just done. Everybody with me? Go to Isaiah 29. In verse 13, would you read it with me? Isaiah 29 and verse 13. Therefore, the Lord said, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but they have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men. Now, this is very, very powerful, because the only fear they have is what they've been taught. There is no spiritual fear or reverence of God. You know, most places you've heard of, man, I'm going to go to hell. For some of us, we just came out of there. Hey, thank God for rescuing me from hell. Man, when you were serving the devil, you just had a prerequisite for hell. Is everybody with me? Now listen. So he's talking about in this area where many people come to this place of fear by what it's being taught. So that fear of going to hell is not the correct relationship. The word fear is a responsibility known as reverence, respect, honor. I fear the Lord, not what he can do. I reverence him and who he is. That's the fear. And when people do not have that fear, they associate with false religion. Because that reverence of fear is known as a relationship. It's a relationship. You're not fearing about going to hell. You reverence him because you don't want to offend him. You want to please him. Everything else is false religion. I don't care if you've never read the Bible in your life. You can still have a reverence towards God and who he is. Does everybody understand that? And who he is, you can respect and honor him and who he is. And by doing that, you are manifesting a love affair with him and desiring to serve him. Not because you want anything, but because you love him. Anything else is false religion. I'm indebted forever. But I'm not serving him because of my debt. As far as he's concerned, I don't owe him nothing. I serve him because I love him. And I know he loves me. That's relationship. I don't go to church because I have to. I go to church because I know it's a responsibility to give honor to him. Whatever he chooses to give me is up to him at church, not up to me. Hello? But as long as I can respect his presence and honor who he is and reverence and fear to him, he blesses my socks off. I have to look for them every day. See, when I put them on, I get blessed again. Praise God. So we see that this is a fruit of really no true relationship. Oh, hallelujah. Is everybody getting this?
Amen. Yeah.
Psalm 1. Psalm chapter 1. Read it with me, starting at verse 1. Verse 1 to verse 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So if you're not walking in the counsel of the ungodly, who are you walking in the counsel with? Amen. So it says, blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, then it must be cursed is the man who does. That's a self-imposed curse. That's where you must discern the spirit of error and the spirit of truth. Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. That's false religion, isn't it? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. For me and you, it's not about studying to know the word. It's about relationship. In other words, my thoughts are not always on the word. My thoughts are on him. As my thoughts get on him, then he manifests his word. He speaks to me through his words as my thoughts are upon him. When I go to my daddy, because he's my dad, I don't say daddy just to call him daddy. He is my dad. There's a difference between God and dad. Hello? Verse 3. He shall be like a what? Tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall what?
Wow.
Let me tell you, false religion does not bring spiritual prosperity. Relationship brings spiritual prosperity. You're either walking in the counsel of the truth or the counsel of error, one or the other. Every decision you make is either going to be in the counsel of truth or the counsel of error. You're either going to walk in assumption or walk in truth. You're going to either do things of error and assumption, or you're going to do things of truth and freedom. One or the other. False religion will not produce spiritual prosperity. So an individual that's associated with this false religion cannot take no true counsel. Can't prosper spiritually, but runs the tongue continually. Always trying to convince oneself. That's false religion. You know why? Because there really is no trust in God. Because that relationship and reverence and love with your Father, you don't have to run your tongue to try and convince yourself or prove yourself. Because if you really know him, you can be quiet. You don't need promotion from man. You get promotion from your dad. You don't have to prove anything. He'll prove it for you. Is everybody with me? This is the difference between false religion. And let me tell you, every believer falls into it occasionally. But by the Spirit of God, who is the Spirit of truth, will pull you out. See, you just got to recognize when you're in it, oh man, I'm self-promoting, or I'm, oh, I shouldn't have done, oh man, oh Lord, forgive me for associating with that false religious spirit. Then you come out of it. And you kick its butt and tell them to get out of here. Amen. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Glory to God. It's like, whose report are you going to believe? Yours or God's? 2 Timothy chapter 3. Is everybody there? Glory. We heard this scripture over and over, but it's manifesting more and more and more. Would you read it with me, starting at verse 1? But know this, in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers. In other words, they can't keep their mouth shut. Without self-control. Brutal. Despisers of good. Traitors. Headstrong. Can't receive counsel. Haughty. Prideful. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness and denying its power. Let me tell you, if you're associated with false religion and that spirit, you can't trust God to perform. You can't. You're still trying to do it yourself. Still trying to fix it. Because it says they deny, they have a form of godliness. Oh, they can speak it. They can dance it. They can talk it. But they can't trust them. They blame everybody else for their stuff. They have a tongue that runs like mad. They cause judgment. But they can't trust them. Because it's false religion still trying to do it in one's own strength. And when you correct them, they get offended. Having a form of godliness but denying its power, that is true, pure relationship. And from such people what? Turn away. That's the second time we just read that, isn't it? For of this sort are those who creep into ministries and make captives of gullible individuals, load them down with their own garbage and lusts and woes as meses, led away by various lusts of the world, trying to fulfill the desires of the flesh. Always learning, getting counsel, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, or still associating with the spirit, or not getting free, still needing man, but not needing him enough, not trying, because there's not that true relationship of love. Still feel rejected, still feel abandoned. Is everybody with me? See, when you know and there's that relationship, those things are gone. It doesn't mean you won't get attacked with it, because the devil always tries to attack you with it. But it means you won't believe the report of the devil. You'll discern. But without that discernment, because you're associated with the, if you're associated with the spirit of false religion for that period of time, you can't discern that. Those are also associated spirits known as familiar spirits, because they come like the Holy Spirit, but a person can't discern it. They call it religion. False religion, false humility. Ooh. False relationships. Always saying the Lord told me, but never comes to pass. Hello? The Lord told me to do this. The Lord told me to do that. But really, it wasn't the Lord that told them. What are they doing? Self-promotion. They're trying to convince people that they know God. You convince people by knowing God and how you walk, not what you talk.
Amen.
Hello? Glory to God. Turn to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews 2. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why are we getting this? Because the Spirit is trying to bring us to a place to expose anything that we're associated with. Not only yourself, but individuals. So we can walk in freedom. We want freedom. Hebrews chapter 2. And starting at verse 1. Read it with me, please. Therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we what? Drift away. Unless we what? Drift away. We don't want to drift away, do we? Drift away from what? Drift away from the truth. And get back in the spirit of error, there's false religion. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast in every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him? Heard who? Him. God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, say signs and wonders, and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. Wow. See, no spiritual deception. I mean, the important thing here is taking heed. Is everybody with me? Taking what?
Heed.
Taking heed. Praise God. Now, let's go on. Where was I? 2:5?
Yep.
For he has not put the world to come of which we speak in subjection to angels. But one testified in a certain place, saying, what? What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him? That you what? Take care of him. Wait a minute. That who takes care of him? God takes care of him. You have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. That's me and you. Well, listen, you're either got dominion or you don't have dominion.
Amen.
If you have dominion, then you're not being dominioned. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost language, you know. Glory to God. So we must take what? Heed unless we what? Drift away. Oh, I'll go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. In verse 13, would you read it with me? Hallelujah. For this reason we also thank God without ceasing, because when you what?
Received.
Able to receive. Able to receive. Because you received the word of God, which you heard from us. Come on, read it with me. You welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. One of the things that we must also have is spiritual reception. Spiritual reception or perception is a representation of discernment. The spirit of that false religious spirits will block off these things. That false religious spirit also associated with a deaf and dumb spirit. This deaf and dumb spirit blinds individuals where they can't receive the truth but come against it. Because a deaf and dumb spirit in every demonic force is known as a spirit of antichrist, which will come against the truth. People come against the truth and don't even realize it. Because when you can't receive correction or direction, you're coming against truth. Is everybody with me? And that's because the spirit of antichrist is impressing you, because it's a demonic force. You can't hear and you can't receive. It makes it difficult. Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Spiritual reception. And I want to share one other thing. Because you can't receive, you either have spiritual reception or spiritual rejection. Everybody got it? Three things the devil tries to cause in your life. The first thing is he tries to cause you to believe that God does not love you and wants is holding something back from you. Mm-hmm. If he can convince you of that, you will lose the love of self and you will lose the love of others. That is known as association with a false religious spirit. Has everybody got it? Because what he's done is he brought condemnation or guilt or something in your life, and he's blinding you, and you can't receive. And what he's impressing in you is that you are spiritually rejecting what God is trying to say because you are receiving something else. And it causes not only spiritual rejection, but physical, soulish rejection, where people are very, very easily offended because of this false religious spirit. Is everybody with me? Okay. Hebrews chapter 3. Now, there's something else I must share with you. That this false religious spirit is associated with the spirit, not only the spirit of deaf and dumb, but the spirit of pride. Because it's convinced it knows it all and has a right to judge. Hello? It comes with false humility, false righteousness. It has a form of godliness but denies the power because there is no true trust. Hebrews chapter 3. And verse 12, would you read it with me? Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of what? Unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. Who's your beginning? Who's your confidence in? The Lord. Amen? It's not in what you know. It's in who you know.
Amen.
My confidence is not how much I know the Word of God. My confidence is in the person. Somebody got that?
Amen.
So when I'm rejected, I'm not rejected by Him. Somebody got it?
Amen.
So when things aren't going my way, so what? I'm going Yahweh. For if we become partakers of Christ, we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you will what? Hear His voice. If you will what? Hear His voice. And not the voice of the stranger that brings assumption. But hear His voice. Do not harden your hearts as in the what? Rebellion. Why? Rebellion is associated with the deaf and dumb spirit, isn't it? And the Bible tells us that rebellion is associated with the spirit of what? Witchcraft. Mm. So where there's rebellion, there's false religion. There's pride, and there's a deaf and dumb spirit. Known as a false religious spirit. It's false religion. No spiritual reception calls it harden of heart and will seek worldly fulfillment, producing false religion. What a gotta do spirit that pushes. Does everybody hear that? I'm going to repeat it again. If there's no spiritual reception or perception, it causes the heart to harden, and the individual begins to seek worldly fulfillment, and it produces a false religion which has a I gotta do spirit which pushes. Not yielding to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that produces. Now, let me explain this. So an individual is bound by this false religious spirit, and in spiritual understanding, they're blinded. They have a deaf and dumb spirit. It's hard for them to receive. And because they can't receive the things of the Spirit, they associate, of course, with the pride, and they begin to judge and so forth. And because of this area, it causes the heart to harden because rebellion is also a fruit of a hardened heart. If a person is rebellious, that's a fruit of a hardened heart. Okay? And it's because they can't hear. Does everybody see the sequence of this and the connection? So because they can't hear, their heart becomes hardened. And that's a fruit of rebellion. All right? So what's happening is they can't yield to the Holy Spirit that produces good fruit. Is everybody with me? In other words, the Holy Spirit is trying to bring promotion. He's trying to get us to another level. That way that individual can never get to that spiritual arena where God's trying to get them. They're always learning, 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 and never come to the truth because they're bound by a false religious spirit. And it's a terrible place to be in. There's always torment. They walk in the arena that they can never satisfy. They walk in the arena of offense. They walk in the arena of rejection. They walk in the arena that they can't receive. They're too busy talking to receive. That's false religion. And they want to do to prove what they know instead of who they know. Oh, come on. Are you getting this?
Amen.
That's a deceptive spirit.
Yeah.
Ezekiel chapter 2. And what happens? The individual goes to seek the worldly way. Why? And Satan stands there with his arms wide open saying, come on, baby. I got something for you that's better than this. He always tells you that it's greener on the other side. He stands there. He knows because he's already snagged you on this false religious stuff. He causes you to compromise because you begin to seek false fulfillment. And you go out and you buy. You go out and fulfill the lust. You go out looking for the opposite sex for fulfillment. Then people go out and spend money and buy accursed items and all kinds of stuff and think it's okay. False religion, deception. That's demonic activity in an individual's life. If they can't spend money, they're not happy. If they can't work or serve God, they're not happy. You know why? Because they don't truly know Him. I don't have to do anything. He loves me unconditionally. I could sit home and be a couch potato. His love for me is not going to change. But the devil will try and convince you differently. Because he loves to push. But the Spirit loves to lead. And it's different. Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel chapter 2 in verse, I believe it's 8. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go back a little bit. Now the Lord, word of the Lord came to Ezekiel, and studying at verse 16, it says, and you, son of man, do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns are with you, and you dwell among scorpions, do not be afraid of their words or dismayed by their look, though they are a rebellious house. You will speak my words to them, whether they hear or whether they refuse, for they are rebellious. He didn't care. He says, I'm going to speak to them whether they hear or they don't. But you, son of man, bear what I say to you. Hear what I say to you. I'm sorry. Do not be rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. Has everybody got it? That's why the Lord says, man cannot live by bread alone, but every word that speaks out of the mouth of God. Open your mouth and eat what God gives you. So that means you and I must discern. You're either eating from the tree of life or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it may look good, may smell good, may seem right, but there's a difference between the tree of life, which produces righteousness, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which produces false religion. Go to Matthew 13. Starting at verse 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, hello? if he can't understand it, it's because he can't receive it. Somebody understand that? They can't hold on to things because that false religious spirit, that false spirit is always there to take it. Can't hold on to things. It's a temporary thing. How many times has the Holy Spirit told you over and over and over and over, and that spirit is still there stealing and stealing and stealing? When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one who... What's a wicked one do? He comes and what? Snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on the stony places, this is one here who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yeah, man, I got it. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, this, that, and whatever. Yeah, he has no root in himself. In other words, he has no true relationship. And what happens? But he received on a stony places. This is he who hears the word and so forth. Okay, verse 21. Yet he has no root in himself, but what? Endures only for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arises, or rejection, or frustration, or offense, he blames it on everything else, or she blames it on everything else and goes back out into the world and gets fulfillment. You know, you don't know, my girlfriend left me, so I decided to go out and do this. Well, you know, I just didn't get my raise at work. Well, you know, my friend said this, or my pastor did this, or whatever. And they go all back out to the world, or they're seeking the world. The devil's convincing them, yes, little bit by little bit. Well, God didn't answer my prayer. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. False religion. Now he receives seed among the thorns. Is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Money seekers, they become unfruitful. The desires and the riches of the world will choke them from doing the will of God. But he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears. Who what?
Hears,
not assumes. The word and what? Understands it. Hallelujah. That's true. That's truth, right? And who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. So we see that there is a difference, right? Go to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verse 18. Let no one cheat you. Is everybody there yet? Okay. Praise God. It's good to hear the pages turning on a Tuesday night. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility. Ooh. And worship of what? Angels. Intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. And not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments grows with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations of man? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with using according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion known as self or false religion. False humility and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. In other words, where there's that false religion, there's still fleshly indulgence. Acts chapter 17, verse 22. Is everybody there? Glory. Let's read it together. Acts chapter 17 and verse 22. Then Paul stood up in the midst of the Areopagus, and said, Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very what? Religious. Little flesh creatures. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. You know how many believers are still at that altar? Many. They don't know him. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim to you. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and boundaries of their dwellings, so that they should seek the Lord in hope that they might grope for him and what? Find him. Hello? And what? Find him. Oh, there are still people at the altar and never found him yet. They've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, but they still do not know him, only what they read about him. Though he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Hallelujah. The unknown God, false religion. They don't know him because there's not that pure relationship. Addiction is a false religion. Why? Because they worship something they believe. That's going to believe some satisfaction. It's going to believe, it brings a belief of fulfillment. They believe it will bring a relief by using. Same thing with, you know, in the world you hear about people going from one relation to another. Always seeking man for fulfillment. It's a false religion. It's because of that, not that rooted, true, pure relationship. They're going to the altar of the unknown God and still don't know him. Matthew 16. Oh, hallelujah. Two more scriptures. We got an amen back there.
I heard it.
Right, yeah. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad somebody's hearing. Amen. And verse 24. Would you read it? Matthew 16 and verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You know, there's so many people who are willing to take up their cross and follow, but without denial. Or they start following. Well, they really can't truly follow. Because if you can't deny yourself, you can't follow. The only thing you can do is keep picking up that cross, but it gets mighty heavy. Self-promotion, self-imposed religion, false religion. Yeah, man, I'm doing all this for God. Hallelujah. You what? You little prideful flesh creature associated with familiar spirits and false religion? Come out in Jesus' name. If anyone desires to come after me, let him what? Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loves his life for my sake, we'll find it. So we see the first thing is denial, isn't it? No promotion of self, false religion. You know the 12-step program is false religion? It's all false. It brings people in bondage, doesn't it? That's why God tries to rescue them out of there as quick as possible. They go there because they don't know where to go. God uses this platform to rescue them out of it. The problem is many people are still hooked up in it. I'm still speaking to people that have been going to the 12-step program since I was out there. And they're still fallen. They'll stay clean for a year. They'll stay clean for 8 months. But then they fall in relationships and this and that. And it's ridiculous. They just cross-addict. They work 60 hours a night, you know. Got to stay busy or I'll use. Oh, that's a wonderful way to live. It's called management. It's not freedom. It's false religion. Go to Luke 14. Hallelujah. Luke 14. Luke 14 and verse 26. Would you read it with me? If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Hello. So we see even our own family relationships, he's got to be number one. He can't be number one unless you get out of the way. It's called false religion. If it's about you, it's false religion. Verse 33. Would you read it with me? So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Wow. Deny himself. He's got to be number one and forsake all that you have. First of all, you got to understand it's not yours anyways. That's false religion. Amen. I'm going to close at James chapter 1. Glory. Turn into verse 21, James 1, 21, and we'll close here. Hallelujah. Are you ready to give up? Praise God. Read it with me. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. And now he said receive, didn't he? There's that spiritual reception, isn't it? Being able to receive and let it be implanted and imparted so it's not stolen. Which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what counsel he just got. What kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect liberty, or the law of liberty, and what? Continues in it, and is not a what? Forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. If any among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, ooh, if you don't can't tame your tongue, hello? If anyone among you thinks he's religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is what? Useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Glory to God. That's pure and undefiled religion. That is called giving of yourself. You can't give of yourself unless you can deny it. And staying unspotted from the ways of the world. Is everybody with me? I'm telling you, that false religious spirit is out there big time. He wants to move you out of position, blind you, where your fulfillment comes from the world and not from God. He prevents you from having a pure relationship with the Lord. Pure. Spirit to spirit. You'll justify yourself by obeying or thinking that you're obeying the will of God. You'll justify yourself in your relationship with God by what you do, instead of knowing truly who He is. You'll go to that altar, the unknown God, that binds people with the false religious spirit. But I encourage you, go to the altar and know Him. Know Him. That is your ultimate goal, is to know who He is. Because when you know who He is, you do not lack and you do not want. You don't need fulfillment from man. You don't need approval from man. You've got it from the throne room of God. Amen. Father, we give You glory, honor, and praise, and we thank You for Your word tonight. We are blessed by Your truth. And Lord, we rebuke the spirit of error and that false religion that hinders the people of God in this room. Lord, we ask that that spirit be exposed in every one of our lives, and that Your love, Your light, and Your truth, and the anointing from Your throne room would break the yoke of bondage in our lives and free us from this false religion, freeing Your people from addiction, freeing Your people from perversion, freeing Your people from the lust of the world and the desires for fulfillment of this world, knowing our fulfillment comes from You and our desires to please You in everything we do. Father, I am honored and I am blessed. I bless Your people here tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask that You visit them in dreams and visions, and that the spirit of counsel be constantly running to them, in them, and through them, and that Your kingdom would be manifested, and that there be signs and wonders for Your glory here on earth as You prepare us for Your next move. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.